Welcome to Emerge, the radio show. I'm Sham, producer for the Emerge team. Thanks so much for joining us today. This week, we get a chance to talk with speaker, author, and founder of United and True, Sandra Coates. And the ladies of Emerge give us a peek into what's on the horizon for the Emerge team. Of course, we are gearing back up for our monthly networking mixers and a lot more. All the details coming your way in this week's Girl Talk. All of that, plus, of course, we'll make a divine decision with Dorothea, and DeShayna gives us her 2 cents on finance. Let's get into it and kick things off with some amazing tips to help you emerge as a CEO. We are sliding over with Tiffany into the CEO's Corner. Emerge,
emerge yourself. Welcome to the CEO Corner, where you get tips on how to emerge your business. Leadership is of paramount importance in any organization, as it plays a crucial role in guiding, inspiring, and influencing individuals or teams to work towards common goals. So here are some key reasons why leadership is important. You're setting direction and vision. You're providing motivation and inspiration, decision-making skills. There's conflict resolution within leadership, resource allocation, which is leaders allocate resources such as time, budget, and personnel to achieve goals efficiently. They prioritize tasks and projects to optimize productivity and minimize waste. Communication, we're effective communicators as leaders. Development and mentoring. Leaders or CEOs are instrumental in the growth and development of their team members. Team building. We are responsible for assembling and nurturing effective teams. We provide accountability. We hold ourselves accountable and we hold our teams accountable to reach the goals. Innovation. We foster a culture of innovation and creativity. Adaptability. Effective leaders adapt to changing circumstances, markets, and technology. Ethical guidance. Leaders set the ethical tone for the organization. They model integrity, honesty, and commitment to ethical behavior. We are customer focused. CEOs, we can't be a CEO if we have no customers or clients. So we are customer focused. We provide risk management. We assess risks and we make decisions about how to mitigate and leverage them. And CEOs focus and leaders focus on long-term success. Leadership is critical for the long-term success of an organization. Strong leadership ensures that the organization can adapt, grow, and remain competitive in an ever-changing business landscape. In summary, leadership is essential for providing direction, motivation, guidance, and coordination within an organization. Effective leadership positively impacts team morale, productivity, and the organization's ability to achieve its goals and maintain its competitive edge. I'm Tiffany Boyle, and that's my tip from the CEO Corner.
Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
Hello and happy Wednesday. You are tuned into the Emerge Radio Show. I am your host, DeShayna Kemp Garnett, along with my co-host today, Ms. Dorothea Schuler. We have the pleasure of having Ms. Sandra Coates here, who is the founder of United and True. So hello and welcome, Sandra.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here and share the amazing work that I do, as well as get to meet amazing people like yourself.
Awesome. I'm loving the energy already. I'm feeling it.
Yes.
I love it already. About what you do with United and True.
Absolutely. So United and True started out as my own journey of trying to fit in a world where I wasn't good enough. I felt I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't the right size. And I just thought, oh my goodness, this is not okay. And what is going to change about it? And so I have a love of fashion as well as for empowering women to see their God-given beauty and worth and identity. And so I just on a whim, I said, let's try and combine these. And I grabbed some of my friends and I said, will you help me? Will you help me? And that was in 2020, right before the pandemic started. We put on a charity fashion show event of all shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds. And we had about 300 people come out. It was incredible. We had vendors, like local artisans. We had food. It was like the ultimate girls' night out. And it was just, it began a movement. It was an amazing amazing beginning of something that sparked in every woman and girl. And now we are getting ready on February 23rd of this year to have our fourth charity fashion show. And when I can't wait to tell you all about it, but that's what started United and True. So it is a movement to really launch every woman and girl, specifically young women and girls, to help them see they don't compare to anyone because of their uniqueness, because of their mark, their DNA. It is unlike anyone else, and really helping them with affirmations, with their identity of who they already are, rather than trying to pull from the world to think, I have to be somebody better, or I have to keep up with so-and-so. And really trying to combat those lies of comparison that we know sink so deep, especially in our young girls.
Oh my goodness. I am smiling over here. Let me tell you, I'm your number one fan already, okay? I cannot wait to get more details about this upcoming fourth annual fashion show, because you made such an amazing point. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made individually with our own gifts and talents. We are not to compare ourselves amongst each other. We are to look within and find that amazing person. And it is so much going on out here that would lead you to believe that you are not enough. There are days that I have to go, time out, Dorothea. Where are your thoughts at? Let's get right back to what the truth is. And like you said, it is a lie for any person to think that they are not enough, that they are not beautiful. We do live in a society where everything is broadcast and people think they have a license to judge or talk about you. And so, oh my God, Sandra, what you're doing is amazing. And it is so true. It starts when you're younger. If you can have that foundation or have someone such as you in speaking into someone's life, it can make the difference in who they grow to become. You are like my favorite person right now, girl. Tell us all about these fashion shows though, okay? Because Shayna is the fashion guru of Emerge, the ladies of Emerge. So let me get that out there. So let me hear about this, because I know she's going to jump all over that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dorothea, for saying that, because it is so needed, this message of really our tagline. Our tagline for United and True is, until she knows there is no one like her, that's when we'll stop. That's when the movement will be done. Until she knows that. And over and over and over, like you said, we need those affirmations of who we are before we put on makeup, before we feel chosen or feel worthy or feel like we're the right body size or we have the relationship that we want. So our fashion shows are an amazing place of fun, fashion, and purpose. We get this year, y'all, oh my gosh, we have a female hip hop artist who's traveling in. I met her down in Tampa and we connected and I said, I need you. She's going to perform. She's going to speak. And she is amazing at her talent, but also her heart of where she knows her worth and value come from. And it's from God, who he says she is. I have an actress coming. She was a stage director of mine. She was on Law and Order. She's a police officer, full-time actress, amazing woman. She said, I'm coming. I can't wait to be there. The fashion lines, we have top designers who are coming. And then we have our curated athletic collection. I have a designer coming from Tampa for that. Last year, we had a New York City designer. People are hungry. They're hungry for this. So we rent a runway. It feels like a New York style fashion show. So you come in, there are vendors that you get to shop. We have fresh merchandise. We have raffles for everyone. And the best thing is a portion of your ticket goes to Stop Human Trafficking. So this year it's Free Kind is a local group. They're in Hampton, and a director, one of the directors, she's coming to represent them. We've had several different anti-human trafficking groups, but we are so committed to those victims who can't speak for themselves, and they are in bondage. And so we are committed to helping them as well in this effort, but it is the best night you've experienced. There's nothing like it, because you also are going to be empowered and encouraged to know that your beauty is unlike anyone else. So when you walk through that room, a beauty that we've never seen before is coming forth.
Oh my gosh, I love everything you just said. And yes, that sounds like an amazing time. And after we finish talking, there's some more things I want to talk to you about with some fashion things that we do. But just talk to me about how your business is set up. You know, I understand what you do and why you do it. And it's a movement, but talk to me about the business portion, because you started, you said, around the time of the pandemic. So what did that look like for you?
Yes, great question. What happened was, you know, really this did not become a nonprofit until a year in. Nonprofit is a hard status to get. It truly is. And you have to really build it. You have to build that it's really impacting the community. It is really bettering your people and your community. And the commitment that I have is bigger, because I don't just do a model casting call. I don't just say, okay, I want a group of models and I'm going to pick from them. We nominate role models every year to be on that runway. So behind the scenes, we are still growing. I have a social media manager. I have a board, but I had to get all of that really by connections, relationships, by sharing the vision and seeing who would want to get behind it. I will say that we have to fundraise. This event is our biggest fundraiser for sustaining United and True. And then we also, like I said, we want to be generous and give a portion of all the proceeds to stop the human trafficking element. So as far as the business side, I am still learning and growing. I, by trade, am a nurse. So I also work and do this on the side, but I could spend all day every day with United and True, building relationships. I do speaking engagements. I do. I have written a book out of this, as well as a workbook. And my book is called None Like Her, Awakening the Beauty Within You. And it's on Amazon, or it's on my website, or I'll be selling them at my show and autographing them personally. And then I have a workbook that's called Rise Up Beautiful. And that is for your Gen Z age. So that's like an interactive journal. Really, with the goal is that she can look in the mirror and see new beauty every single day, because it's not her, it's really what's within her that she's looking for that. But I have amazing business people that I ask, that I collaborate with. We get sponsors for this event. And so those are people who are backing us in the community to really help further this mission and make sure that we are able to fulfill it. I hope that answers your question.
It does answer the question. I feel like since we started our radio show, I feel like a majority of the businesses that have shared their story started around the pandemic time. And I'm like, what an amazing time to start a business, right? When a lot of things were shut down, I feel like entrepreneurship really grew. And that's a great thing to me. And one of the reasons I really resonate with what you're doing, right? Because it's so easy in the time of social media, right? When some things that people posted isn't real, there's Photoshop, there's filters. It's really easy to get down on how you look and think you're not enough. When I'm like, no, but actually you're everything, right? It's not that you're not enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes for some people, you're too much. So I'm just really resonating with your mission and what you do.
Mm. Yes, you made a good point though, Deshaina. When you said that, it made me think about that. During the pandemic, you know, it's funny how isolation and like shutting off things that you thought were so necessary kind of creates a breeding ground for your mind to like really work, the tables to turn. You know, you really stop and go, whoa, everything that I knew didn't work. So what can I generate? Something new has to happen in order for me to be able to work. And it's crazy because that's kind of how the Emerge radio show started. You know, people weren't doing magazines, and it was around time Tiffany was talking about wanting to put a magazine out. And that's how that all came about. And so much grew out of the pandemic. I noticed that you said, Sandra, connections. We talk about it all the time. Those business connections, networking, getting out there, making those relationships. We were just talking about, is it critical relationships? There are relationships that are critical to the success of your business. And so you were also talking about your social media manager, different people, the team. It sounds like what you do know is that it takes many to come together on a team to help you to reach what it is that you desire. And I love that you have been talking about your friends and people that came alongside of you, because it really does take those relationships and networking and, you know, to really get what it is that you need to get to start a successful business, nonprofit, anything. So I love that you hit those points. We talk about it all the time on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for really pointing that out, because I want to tell anyone out there, if they have this calling on their life, and that's what it is for me. me. It is a calling. It is out of my own story, out of my own pain, out of my own restlessness that my identity was rewritten. Because truthfully, I shouldn't be the one who's at the head of this. I shouldn't be the one who is here. But I embrace it because I have seen kingdom impact on so many women and girls. And you could be 65 and on the outside, or you could be 15, or you could be, it doesn't matter. You can look so good on the outside and be dying on the inside. And I think there's something to be said about people buying into your vision. You need that. Absolutely. You need that. And sometimes you're in a lull time because you're not sure who's filling in those gaps. But I'm the first person to say, I don't know it all. Absolutely not. I could never do this on my own. But I do know that I am not the only one who feels this way, who believes in this mission. And tonight, I'm so glad that I have two more partners who are sold out on it as well. Because I always say, you become the brand. Like, we're looking, United and True is looking for more brand ambassadors. And what I mean by that is you become the brand as you live True. Because the cool thing is, True is an acronym. It stands for transformed, redeemed, and unique. And that is something I had a dream, because I thought, what am I going to call this? What is this? And the United piece I knew, because I was like, okay, we need to stop thinking that there's certain women who are prettier, better, more successful than the other. I was like, underneath it all, we are all the same. We are all the same. So that's United. And then the True piece came to me in a dream. And so we say, you're a true woman. You're a true girl. And that stands for that acronym, transformed, redeemed, and unique.
I absolutely love that. Everything just said. So I want you to real quick talk to us more about this event that you have coming up and how we can support that event.
Absolutely. One, I love that Emerge is, you guys are behind this. Even just by talking about it, it resonates with you, because I know that there are people out there who just need to be there. So it is Friday, February 23rd, and we are using Real Life Christian Church. It's on Centerville Turnpike in Chesapeake, right on the border of Virginia Beach, very central in the area. The cap that we will take is 500. Last year we had 400. So we open it to the public, but all of our role models who have been nominated, you know, all their friends and family come to support them. And then we have out of town guests that come, our vendors, all of our people who come, we have artisans. So it's an amazing night. The doors open at 5:30 PM. The show starts at 7. So it gives you time to get there, get some food, shop. We have a photo booth, get your seats. The show starts at 7 and it will be done just before 9 PM. And then you'll have a whole at least hour to be able to shop and come to my book table. I want to meet you. I want to just watch this grow. So there will be amazing fashion designs, amazing speakers. We'll have performers at the beginning. And then, like I said, my girl, Bria Miles, if you've not followed her, you need to follow her. Her music is so amazing. And her Instagram is always Bria.
Anyway, girl, and then my other, I love you. I was about to say, you are congratulating and shouting so many people out. And while you were saying that, I'm thinking to myself, to Shayna, girl, how do we follow you? Where can we find you? I want to be all over your pages. I want to see the website. I would love to see the information on who the role models are. This is so inspiring. I love the fact that you're saying role models, that you have these women that are going to be strutting, turning it out. But these are women of substance that people can look up to and not feel intimidated by. Girl, you are like the VIP of the week. You are like my favorite person right now. We want to know how to follow you.
Yes, I'm clapping. So I have a website. It is sandracoates.com. So sandracoates.com. And I am a speaker. I'm an author. I do runway fashion. I'm 5'11", and I used to hate my height, and I was very large growing up. People don't realize that or don't think that. So I did include some pictures of myself on my website. So you can see. But I used to be addicted to food. I used to be, struggled so much with insecurity and the shame of that. And man, God rewrote my story. He rewrote my identity and said, you know what? I didn't just do this for you. Now it's time. not. Now it's time to share with the girl next to you. Now it's time to get up and to bring girls, women and girls along. And that's what I'm doing show by show, piece by piece. I do have Instagram, Sandra Coates. We do have Instagram, United and True. It's awesome page. And then we have, I do have a YouTube channel. And then United and True, you can see our promo videos as well as you can view our past shows. So you can see, it's really cool. It'll say 3 hours on there, but you can fast forward through it and watch some of our previous shows. Each one is unique. Each one of our shows is different. And we work really hard to have a whole different feel on the show with volunteers we use and people who come and we give them, you know, they're not coming to get paid or be booked. They're coming to share their story, their craft, their testimony, perform for us, speak into lives of these girls and women who we know have beauty that has not been unleashed, have confidence that we call Godfidence that has not been unleashed. And this night, you just cannot, you want to bottle it up because it's just magical. It's just magical. So follow us, like us. We are on Eventbrite for our ticket sales. So kids are $10, teens are $15, and adults are $30. And that gives you food, that gets you a free raffle ticket, gets you entrance to the show. And a portion of that ticket is going to go to Stop Human Trafficking.
Awesome. Thank you for all of that information. As you were doing that, I was going to follow you on all the platforms. So if you got a lot of notifications, that's because I was following you. Now, before we let you go and end this interview, I have one last question for you, our signature question. What does the word emerge mean to you?
I love the word emerge because to me, it means taking all of your true self and walking forward. So that's your confidence, that's your identity, that's your purpose, that's your worth, that's your value. And you're not doing it because you're saying you're better than anyone else. You're saying it because, no, this is who I am. I get to emerge. I get to walk forward in confidence, in knowing who I am. And I come with my battle scars. I come with my insecurities. That doesn't mean that I don't ever fear. I don't have things that, you know, I want to grow and learn from and reroute my journey, but you're walking forward. And I love that word because it to me integrates all of it. It integrates what we do at United and True, because when you emerge, you know that the best is yet to come. Even if struggle's going to come, hardship will come. Even if, you know, you're going to take two steps forward and you might take a step back, that's okay. You're still emerging. So I'm so excited. I've loved meeting you all. I can't wait to watch what Emerge does.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited to see you. And that answer was so inspiring. I cannot wait till the 23rd of February. Sandra, it has been a complete honor to be on the line with you. I have never seen DeShayna shake her head in agreement so much. Like, me and DeShayna, that's my girl. We are like sisters on another level. We always joked that we're Scorpio sisters, but I'm just sitting there like, she is shaking that head because, girl, you rock. And we are just so thankful that you stopped by the Emerge Radio Show to share this with us this evening. It has been great talking to you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It really has. And I can't wait to collaborate with Emerge. I can't wait to, I want to see all of you there. And I can't wait to be able to experience this night with you together. And we're going to need to get a picture for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. Like, I feel so inspired. It's crazy. Dorothea and I were just talking about like all these amazing plans we have for 2024. And we were going to get these things done. I'm like, Dorothea, I've been feeling kind of sluggish, but when I say you have me feeling renewed, like, man, I can get some of this stuff done tonight. Like, you are just such a ball of energy and passion. I'm so thankful that we got to interview you today.
Likewise. Thank you for having me on the show. And I can't wait to see you on the 23rd of February.
Emerge. You're listening to Emerge the Podcast.
If you would like to partner with us and have your business spotlighted on the show, contact us at emergethemagazine.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dorothea Schuler, and you're listening to Emerge, the radio show that's all about entrepreneurs and business and is the premier information source for business owners. Okay, let's lean in. We all proceed throughout the course of our life based upon a series of decisions. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. And divine means excellence. So we're making an excellent choice. With that being said, today, let's make the divine decision to explore.
all of us at some point in our life have been indebted to explore. To do so is almost a habit of nature, whether it was exploring the attic as a child or the wooded swamp area in your neighborhood due to a movie you just watched and you decided you must now delve into the unknown because your imagination is running rampant and your curiosity has been sparked like a firecracker. I believe the need to explore lies within all of us. Explore is a verb, and it means to travel in or through an unfamiliar country or area in order to learn about or familiarize oneself with it. Okay, so my friends out there who never rummaged through the attic or drugged mud into your home because you weren't the outdoorsy type, I want you to think about an astronaut. This for sure falls into the definition of exploration. It's super safe to say that they travel through an unfamiliar area in order to seek out the unknown and discover, learn, and familiarize themselves with a place that prior only their imagination could try and take them. Efforts in the exploration of space have led scientists to believing it may be impossible to ever really know just how many galaxies, planets, and constellations are really out there. Because let's face it, most times when we explore new territories, we always find more than we could have ever imagined. Okay, now that you have the imagery, are you trending with me? What is it that you are wanting to explore, to seek out, and to familiarize yourself with? What is it lying within you? Because if you feel unfulfilled or lacking in knowledge because your desire to explore has not yet turned into action, where is it that only your imagination has traveled and not you yourself? It's not always because we are unwilling, whether out of fear, lack of knowledge, or the absence of being shown the right direction. We need to overcome our fears, educate ourselves, or align ourselves with the people who we know are rummaging through the attic and muddy from a day out in the woods. We must do what it takes to allow our imaginations to navigate us to explore. This will draw us closer to our greatest potential and flood our lives with contentment and joy. When we feel that joy dwindling, think like the astronaut and go where no man has gone before. Or should I say, go where your mind hasn't gone before. Explore the unknown. Explore your personal fears. They are your biggest enemies. Find out what they are and why. Then defeat them. I want to leave you with this line, a small gem that comes from a story in my favorite book. It says, among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes, and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good." Today, I challenge you to make the divine decision to explore. Explore who you are, and then explore who you want to become, knowing that it will ultimately help to shape and create a path that reflects the light of excellence in our lives. This has been another Divine Decision with Dorothea. You can decide to be a part of Emerge the Radio Show by submitting your response to our signature question. What does the word emerge mean to you? Share that with us on our IG at Emerge the Magazine. This week's response is from Sierra Lloyd, a real estate agent with King Realty Group. Emerge means to take off, to elevate, to pass forward. Thanks, Sierra. That's just what we're doing here at Emerge, taking off to a new level to elevate our platform and continue to give business owners and entrepreneurs a place to showcase their respective brands. You can follow Sierra on IG at Sierra Lloyd Sells Homes. That's CIERALLOYD Sells Homes. Emerge, emerge
yourself. Hello, 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 ladies of Emerge. I am getting so excited about our regular like girl talk times where we get to talk about events. We get to talk about our business. We get to talk about what we're doing in life. I just think it's so much fun. And I had such a good time with everybody last Friday in Richmond as we're expanding our network where we had our vision board workshop with partnered with Metropolitan Business League. What did you guys think of that?
Oh my God.
God.
It was amazing. And let me just say before you go, Dorothea, I love our girl talk sessions too, because after we do these events, sometimes we're so tired. We don't check in. We're asleep when we're driving back home. So I think it's a great time to check in. But Dorothea, you go ahead and say what you liked and what you thought about the event.
Oh my goodness. Obviously, girl talk is where it's at, because what I was about to say was, oh my God, yes, Tiffany, before we even talk about the event, I love our girl talk, because yes, it's fine. We get to like talk about what we've done, but it's like so inspiring because we're, you know, talking about what we've done, what we're going to do. And it just gives us that same passion, I think, that we experience at events like Friday. And so when we talk about it, I think it just continues to keep our eyes on, you know, our goals and where we're trying to emerge to. So you go ahead, Deshaina, and give your 2 cents, which is worth $1 million, on the vision board workshop, because you were the co-host.
So let me just say, I'm super excited because it's been a while since I've actually finished my vision board, actual vision board workshop. Most of the time I'm mingling, but when I say that the event space, as soon as you walk in, the event space was absolutely a wonderful view. You know, Metropolitan Business League, they really like outdid themselves. Miss Rita Ricks, she had me so inspired. She was probably one of the best people we've had at our vision board. She had me so inspired that I just couldn't even mingle. I really had to sit down to get my vision out on the board. So I am really prepared to have my visual reminder for what I want to accomplish in 2024.
No, and opposite of you, Deshaina, I always get my vision board done. I didn't even get to start it because I was literally like getting a free coaching lesson from Rita Rick, because she is also a spiritual business coach. So I was all over the place. I didn't get to start on my vision board, but honestly, I have some stuff to finish in my vision book. So that inspires me to do something. But, you know, just want to give that confession.
I took away a key word from Miss Ricks was burn. I really enjoyed that part of it, and how she broke down us like really becoming self-aware and knowing who we are, knowing where we are, knowing what our weaknesses are in order to be able to really get our goals and put our vision down properly on a vision board. This is our 8th annual vision board workshop, or 8th year doing vision board workshops, because we tend to do multiple ones at the beginning of the year. But our main purpose is that people and business owners really know how to construct their goals in a way that is achievable. So Rita Ricks really broke it down very well. I just thought it was absolutely great. The attendees were great. Metropolitan Business League is amazing. If you're in the Richmond area, I suggest becoming a member of them. They really work hard for business owners and small businesses in the Richmond metropolitan area. And then I just think becoming self-aware is so important, like really knowing who you are. And I always start that when I'm talking to people about certain things. I always start with know who you are, learn yourself. A lot of people are not self-aware of, you know, their personality, of their flaws, of their strengths and weaknesses. And it's a hard thing to do because sometimes we don't want to look at ourselves in a certain light, and then we then have to fix it, right?
My thing about networking events such as vision boards is you get to hear and share other people's visions. And kind of like we were saying there, where there is no vision, people are going to perish. So just listening to the other people and what they were doing, it's like a natural conversation that inspires you, because you don't have to literally like, you know, pull stuff out of people. They're putting together what they want to do. They're telling you specifically about their goals and really explaining it to you.
Let me just say another thing that I really liked about our vision board workshop. We're always going to keep God at the center of what we do. And when Rita Ricks, right, she's so transparent, right? She's so real. She kind of got off track when she wanted to talk to us about, and she was telling us her story, and she really gave us a word, and it just made so much sense. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we are with Emerge, right? We're going to be out here for entrepreneurs, but we're always going to keep God first. So I felt like that was right in alignment with the brand that we're continuing to build.
I agree totally. And then we have another vision board workshop coming up with one of our favorite community partners, New Beach Grove. That'll be on February 6th at 7 p.m. at New Beach Grove in Newport News, because of course we love expanding our network, but we're always going to make sure we take care of home first. Both events, I'm happy to say this year, our free events. So that's a blessing all in itself, because we want to give the gift of vision to every business owner, and we love to see them grow. So come on out February 6th to New Beach Grove, 7 p.m. to do your vision board workshop if you're in the Newport News or surrounding areas. We're excited about that.
Yes, and this is our second time doing the vision board workshop with New Beach Grove. So I'm so sure this is going to be even better than the last time. I don't know how we can top it, but it's always a great time at New Beach Grove.
Also, we have a busy week this week. We got, we're bringing back last Wednesday. So January 31st is our first one for 2024. We're excited. We already have a lot of signups. So please come on out. We will be at the Landing Hotel, specifically in the Copper Barley.
Right. Me,
isn't
you're
it
so
Cooper Barley? Cooper Barley.
It is.
I'm sure it's Cooper.
Say it wrong.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's two O's and not two P's.
You're right. And it's also two O's and Goofy. And at this point, me and Tiffany are like goofballs about that because we refuse to say it right. But yes, I love it. I can't wait. It's exciting. I think it's so important to get going at the beginning of the year. It's been a while since we've seen our family, and they really become family because these people are so dedicated. They don't have to come out every last Wednesday, but I think part of it is there's always an inspiring business owner. You know, we have the spotlight for different businesses, vendors, and it's really a time where you get to meet people that you naturally wouldn't meet. Those natural conversations start. Next thing you know, you're getting another referral from someone else. And so I'm excited because it really keeps us going, and I think keeps us accountable and on our toes for like being what we are, the number one premier information source for business. Like, they need that event, and I feel like, again, it holds us accountable.
It sure does. And then on the first, we have First Thursdays. So that's coming back. So if anybody can remember, last Wednesdays, we do January through October, and then First Thursdays, we do February through December. And First Thursdays will be in Virginia Beach because, again, we are trying to encompass all of the Hampton Roads area. So come out where you can, network with us, network with each other, and bring some new people. That way, everybody can grow and we can use each other as resources. And
that is so true, because networking is not just about networking up. We have to be very intentional about networking across, because who better to bring up as somebody that you started networking with? So please spread the word. Come out to our networking events. We would love to meet you. We're always looking to collaborate with like-minded people and to help get you that exposure that you need for your business.
Also, on February 1st is the first day our nominations open for the Emerge Awards. So visit emergeweekend.com on February 1st and get ready to nominate. Nominations will be open all month, and then voting starts March 1st.
Whoop, whoop. Yes, I love our event. And the only way you can get one of those amazing, like, signature awards that people love, and that's kind of one of those things we like to keep a secret too. We have the best awards, I'm just trying to say, is to nominate yourself, put yourself out there. And, you know, DeShayna made a good point. It's about across the board. You know, you've been out here seeing people. It ain't even about nominating yourself. Yes, nominate yourself, but like, go ahead and be that person that big ups the next business owner and put those people out there that you know have been grinding all year, making a difference in the business community, you know, just pioneering this thing out here. It's hard. We're living in a hard economy. You know, there's so much competition. There's so much going on social media. Help that next person and give them that big up. Nominate that business, entrepreneur, kidpreneur. We're working on that word on me too, Tiffany. Just nominate. But that's her lane. Tiffany's a kidpreneur queen. So, you know, we have categories for everyone. Put it that way.
It's okay. We're going to get it together, right? It's
a lot of words that we keep saying completely wrong. Sometimes, you know, I like to make words up, but it's okay. Our heart is in the right place and it's all going to work out, I promise.
So as we are almost at the end of January, we're working on our vision boards. What are some of your guys' visions and goals for this year that you don't mind sharing?
Oh, I'll definitely share. So my goal that I'm working on is to become disciplined, because one thing I know about myself, if it's something I don't want to do, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to do it. So I know if I just work on my discipline, that will get me to be more consistent. And that's where the success is really going to come into place in all areas of my life. So I'm working on discipline. You know, I was like, oh, you know how when you want to do a fitness goal or something, you're like, oh, you think about it and you give yourself a date when you're going to start. Well, I'm actually starting some of my stuff tonight. I went to church and I thought about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that when I get home, because what am I waiting for, right? I'm just delaying the end gratification. I'm delaying that success that I'm seeking. So yeah, my 2024 goal is to work on my discipline.
I love it. So one of my goals, it's funny, I was just speaking, you know, you said vision board workshop. I was talking to Rita Rick, shout out to her again. She was an amazing facilitator. And she asked me the same thing, but she made it so specific, Tiffany. She said, what is the one word that would describe your goals for the year? And DeShayna just used one word. And my word is, in conjunction with that, is different, but it's the same. Obedient. You know, being obedient to the things that God has put in front of you. And that requires that discipline, sitting down and going, okay, what is it that I said that I wanted? What does that end result look like? What are the steps that I need to take to make sure that I'm, as DeShayna said, reaching the success that I want to see? How does that happen? Well, Dorothea, be obedient to the things that you said you have to do that is required of you so that you can reach those goals. So for me, Tiff, it's obedient.
I agree with that. I think that's a real good one. For me,
so what's yours, Tiffany? Okay, I was about to say, I know you didn't think you was gonna get off the hook.
No, I have.
Me too. You know how she's like, no, I'm not speaking today. We're like, oh, you the CEO, you're gonna speak. They want to hear from you. I was right about to back you up.
I have tons and tons of goals, but overall, I think my biggest one is knowing when to use discernment. So knowing like what to put my time into, because I am so task oriented, I will get lost in a bunch of tasks that might not produce anything, right? Besides getting stuff done, but it doesn't produce sales or it doesn't produce contacts or anything of that matter. So I think it's discernment on what to focus my time on and what is worthy of my time, per se.
Oh my gosh, Tiffany, I love that right. You said that. I remember it's this book I read. I think it was like Execute 90. And remember, I told y'all the other day I had an epiphany, is like the goal isn't to get more done. The goal is to have less to do. And what I realized is I'm the type, I love making a list. I love putting stuff on my phone and being able to check it off. But I love the busyness, but it's not being productive. So my discipline is also going to help me focus on being productive. Like you said, doing the things that are really going to drive me to that goal and to that success. Tiffany, I feel like we are so on the same page.
I love it. I was thinking the same thing. Like, we all spoke in completely different standpoints about what it is that we wanted, but it is completely on the same page. It, you know, it's like you can't have one without the other. And so again, we are like coherent together on the same wavelength. You know, God is taking us along the same path. And Tiffany, you are so right, that discernment. And how do you stay, you know, in a place where you can discern? You said it in a great way, DeShayna, not being so busy that you're not getting what you need to get done. And then like Tiffany, the opposite of being busy, like me, I'm a busy bee. You are so super task oriented. And I was sitting here like, preach, girl, when you said you have so many tasks, but like, are we getting those done? So focused on the task and not the goal. I love it. We are definitely vibing on the same page.
That, so, my dears, is called alignment.
So I would love to hear from our listeners about what their vision and what their goals are for this, for 2024. We're just focused on 2024 right now. I could go down the list because I got my 5-year goals, my 10-year goals, but we're not going to go into all that. Reach out to us via social media, DM us on Facebook or Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And we'd love to hear what your vision and what your goals are for 2024. And maybe they'll get said on the show.
Hey, Tiff, I want to take that a step further. So if you are planning, which everybody heard the dates, you should be planning to come to our networking event on Wednesday, our networking event on Thursday, or the vision board event February 6th, I want you to come up to us. Let us record you. Let's have a conversation about your goals. Let's get that out there, because it might be someone else who has the same goals as you, and you might have a clear plan on how you're going to get there and they don't. And maybe your story or your goal is what someone else needs to hear. So please make sure you come to all three of those events, at least two if you can, and share your goals with us, because we absolutely love to hear them.
I love that, Deshaina, and you're so right. It excites me when I read them on the radio show. But shout out to Sabrina Wooten, our last week's guest. She's a council member in Virginia Beach. When she came, as Deshaina said, to one of our events, she was a speaker. We put her on the spot and asked her there live what the word emerge meant to her. And it was just so different to like have the whole like vision interpretation and her convey that to us in a way that me reading it doesn't. So there's so much that takes place. So you got to get involved, get tagged into Emerge, come to one of our events. As Tiffany said, let us know what your vision is, like be a part of your own emergence.
Anything else you guys want to talk about, ladies?
I mean, there's just so much, but no, I absolutely love you ladies. I know that 2024,
that part.
Ladies, we have a lot of work to do. Let's make sure we remain in alignment and we remember what the vision for Emerge is, and make sure that we're always working towards building our brand and making it better. And you know, it's about to be grind time. Once the nominations open up, we already know it's time to hit the ground running. So I'm so excited to be on this journey for 2024 with you ladies. And let's just make sure we're doing our best to make it a productive and successful year for Emerge.
You're listening to the Emerge podcast. Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
I'm Deshaina Kemp Garnett, and it's time for My Two Cents. Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another exciting episode of My Two Cents. And today is all about securing your financial future. I want you to remember, in this roller coaster we call life, uncertainties are going to be inevitable. But here's a golden nugget just for you. I want you to diversify your investments to hedge against life's uncertainty. So imagine this. Your investments are a well-balanced buffet. And just like you wouldn't want to load up on just one dish, don't put all your financial eggs in one basket. Spread your investments across different asset classes, things like stocks, bonds, real estate, maybe even some cryptocurrencies. Because by diversifying, you're not only spreading the risk, but you're also maximizing potential gains. So when one investment may falter, others might thrive, keeping your financial boat steady in the stormy seas. So folks, when life throws you curveballs, your diversified investments act as your safety net. Remember, it's not just about putting your eggs in one basket. It's about having a buffet of opportunities to weather life's uncertainties. I'm Deshaina Kemp Garnett, and that's My Two Cents.
Here's what's coming up in Hampton Roads.
Midnight Printers, Team Lamb, and Emerge presents First Thursday's Business Mixer. Work hard to play hard. Join us for a unique evening of networking and entertainment. Tell a friend and bring a friend. This takes place the first Thursday of every month at Apex Entertainment, 4621 Columbus Street, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
A special thank you for the guests on today's show. To listen to past episodes of the Emerge Radio Show, visit emergethemagazine.com. Emerge, emerge
yourself. You've been listening to the Emerge Radio Show. All opinions expressed on this show are that of our guests and may or may not be shared by the Emerge Radio Show staff. Follow us on Facebook. Search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.